Delaney Newberry is the director of the human resource policy for the Michigan Manufacturing Association. Delaney, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well. Question for you. There is a possible new health claims fee that may impact consumers. A failure to pass this assessment could put more than $1 billion hole in the Medicaid budget. This doesn't sound good. Explain it to us.
That's right. There's been a new tax that's been proposed on health insurance claims as a way to match federal Medicaid funding. The federal government has recently come down and said that the current Medicaid HMO use tax that they use to match those federal dollars may soon be disallowed. So we've been working with the legislature and the administration on a possible new replacement. And what they've come up with is a new tax that would assess an amount on all claims paid for health and medical services provided under health, dental, and vision coverage.
How much funding would we lose?
Well, they're looking to replace about $400 million, and that in turn is matched with about $800 million of federal funding for a total of $1.2 billion that we're looking at here.
So we're going to lose a lot of money, and somebody's got to pay.
Yeah, absolutely. Ultimately, the cost of the tax will be borne by the sponsor of that coverage. So that's the employer or the individual who pays for the coverage.
And you believe that manufacturers, small and middle-sized businesses may end up paying the most, and thus costing them a lot of money.
That's right. Manufacturers are one of the largest payers of private insurance and group health plans. So we think that the brunt of this new tax will fall on them. And when you look at the self-insured companies, this new tax will be levied directly on them, and that's over two-thirds of the private insurance market.
So where do we stand now, as far as you know, with this issue?
Well, the legislation passed the Senate with some amendments to it last week. And, you know, some modifications were made in an attempt to address some of our concerns. But ultimately, those amendments didn't go far enough to make sure that the revenue is constrained, that the expenditures are spent only to meet the minimum required federal Medicaid match. So we're proposing some changes. We're hoping to pursue that with the members of that House of Representatives. They'll likely be taking it up this fall. We'll be talking to them this summer to try and make sure that this gets back in line with its intended purpose.
Are you optimistic?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Well, this is a lot of money, and if it doesn't come from small and middle-sized businesses and manufacturers, where's it going to come from?
Well, we're not saying that it won't come from us. We agree that the Medicaid program provides vital services to Michigan's low-income citizens, and we want to provide what is necessary to protect that population. We just think that you can accomplish that without unnecessarily straining taxpayers and job providers.
Do you think that the House and that the Senate hear you?
I think that there are individuals who absolutely think that we have good points. We've got a couple of points that are absolutely reasonable and constructive solutions that we think that you can incorporate into this. You can accomplish the intended purpose. You can get the money. You can preserve the Medicaid funding and make sure that this tax actually makes sense as we go forward.
So if businesses have to pay this, they're obviously going to pass it on to us, the worker, correct?
Possible. I think that each company is going to make some really tough decisions, and they're already making some really tough decisions. There are some dramatic increases in health care costs that they're already facing. Looking at 2014, the implementation of federal health care reform, these costs are going to be soaring, and we want to make sure that this tax doesn't add to that problem.
How much do you think that would cost the average employee?
No, that's not a calculation that we've done, but we're looking at overall how this tax is structured, and we're proposing reasonable constraints that will make sure that it collects only what it's intended to, no more, no less, that it's spent only on the targeted purpose, no more, no less, and that there's some certainty for companies that will be paying the tax. This is a completely unpredictable tax base, and we're just saying that companies have to have some certainty in their potential liability.
How are companies transitioning, getting ready for Obamacare?
They're dedicating a lot of their resources to preparing for complying with it. Things are still coming down from the federal government, some different definitions, and things are still being fleshed out by the day. So they're just dedicating a lot of resources to be able to act quickly to be in compliance.
And Delaney Newberry is the Director of Human Resource Policy for the Michigan Manufacturing Association. Delaney, thanks so much.
Thanks. Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.